Radio Giggle Water and Quilt. You say? No balderdash or baloney here.
Cheers, everyone, and welcome to the Unfiltered Gentleman. And now, breaking the seal all over the finer things of life, Greg, Scott, and Dan.
Absolutely.
That's right. Open up.
Because it's broken. Welcome in, everybody. It's the Unfiltered Gentleman. I, of course, am Greg. That is Scott.
Good evening.
And that's Dan.
Hello.
This is inside the actor's studio.
I know. Oh. I thought it was Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Slash the count from Sesame Street.
Good evening.
That and Dracula.
Yeah.
Chocula. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Unfiltered Gentleman, everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's right.
Still here, we want to thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling a friend. You guys are the only way we get the word spread, so keep on spreading. It helps the show out.
Yep.
If you guys didn't listen to last week's show, we had Brian Beckner from the Baller Lifestyle on, and that was a lot of fun.
Went really well.
Yeah. Did. Technically and otherwise.
Yeah, it was great.
We're such nerds. After we were done with the show, I was like, wow, Skype worked out well for us tonight.
Yeah.
Like, it technically went well, so it was nice. So do not miss Batch 39's interview, or not even interview, but hangout session
with
Brian Beckner.
He was really cool to hang out with, too.
Yeah. He was a lot of fun. We'll have to have him back. And this is Batch 40. Thank you guys for listening.
Wow.
Before we get any further, I know. Crazy, right?
The big 4-0.
Big 4-0.
Wow.
We're halfway to your age.
You should, like, drink or something.
You know,
so old.
Halfway. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Cheers, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated. Our burp word of the week. Forgot what I was doing. It's Sin City.
All right.
Yeah. That sounds timely.
Yeah. Very timely and appropriate. Sin City. I thought that might be a little harder than Las Vegas, because it's like a lot of air when you say Sin City. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas, like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Sin, you know, like a lot of air blowing there, city.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I try to, like, think these things through. I know
good job.
So, we have a very tasty beer to talk about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's an IPA, and it's delicious. But first, Beer Girl's got a new beer to talk about.
Right. All right.
What's this? A broad drinking beer? Must be a she-devil.
Hello there from sunny Asheville, North Carolina. I am so excited to be here. It is 78 degrees and wonderful today. When I left Massachusetts, there was a snowstorm. So I am very pleased to be here and to tell you about some of the beer that I've been drinking. One thing that really helps make a move more smooth is a good unpacking beer. One that has quickly become a staple for me is an IPA from Highland Brewing. Asheville has dozens of breweries now, but Highland was the first legal brewery since Prohibition, so it's really a keystone brewery in the Asheville beer scene. So the IPA pours a golden color, and it smells pretty citrusy and piney. It was brewed using a lot of hops from the Pacific Northwest, so it's a West Coast style IPA. That resiny hop flavor is a little more prominent, but it also has the grapefruit and like a lemon rind flavor as well. It's incredibly refreshing, really smooth, has a nice dry finish, perfect for sipping on and warm day unpacking. It has been a little hectic, so I haven't been to too many breweries yet, but I've only been here a couple of days. I did make it out to Twin Leaf. I'm going to the Wedge in Upcountry today. So I'm going to make sure to cover as many as I can soon, because I want to send you guys a Nashville beer starter pack. Maybe do a little giveaway.
Hey.
Stay tuned. Until next time.
Now you've got my attention.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, you don't got to go out so quickly. I mean, you live there now, you know, you don't have to hit everything in a week or a couple weeks. But I mean, if you're going to be making a package, then okay.
Yeah. Package accepted.
That's right.
Yeah.
You better hit them all up by this weekend.
Don't miss anything. You can find It's the Beer Girl on social medias at It's the Beer Girl. That's simple. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Also, itsthebeergirl.com. Nice and easy. Not like her old long one. Now it's nice and easy to remember. It's thebeergirl.com. And, you know, she talks about unpacking beer. I could go for an unpacking beer, a packing beer.
Oh, yeah.
Waking up beer, a driving to work beer. I'll take an anything beer.
Yes.
You know, I've actually had the IPA. She's talking about the Highland Brewing IPA. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. I managed to get my hands on it probably about a year ago or so, and I enjoyed it. It was pretty tasty through one of my beer shipments. So
right
very
on.
Good.
Is
right.
it sold out in this area right here?
It is not sold in this area of Southern California, sadly. It was from one of my beer club things.
Oh, okay.
So happened to come across it. Was totally by chance, by accident.
Road trip.
Yeah. If I see it again, I'll make sure to share it with not you guys.
Of course.
Yeah. But myself.
There you go.
Yes. So, all right, let's talk about what we're drinking over here. Yes.
Grab your libations, pals. It's time for beer of the week.
And if you're drinking well, you know that you're my friend. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Yes, I will. We are drinking Founders Centennial IPA.
Delicious.
This is great.
I like it.
You know, what's interesting is, and you can either tell me I'm insane or you can agree with me and make me feel good about myself. But if you look at the color, I'm holding up to the light here, it's got like a goldeny color to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I drink it, it's like, oh, what's one of the flavor profiles? I better drink some more. It has like a goldeny flavor to it. And I mean, I don't even know what that means, but like as I drink, it's like, yeah, this drink's like a goldeny IPA.
It tastes like gold.
I love gold. Scott just spit on himself.
Oh, man. I got to say, that's like my least favorite Austin Powers movie, but my favorite character from all of them is Goldmember. I love that guy.
That's pretty good.
But I don't know.
I'm insane.
It could be like I guess what you're saying is maybe like kind of like a toasty finish, maybe. Or something like that.
Thank you for smarting me up.
Well, I was trying to think, what does gold taste like? Well, I was thinking like, you know, like golden brown, you know, onion rings or something like that.
Ooh,
would be, yeah, but I would think like usually something's toasted to a golden brown, you know, like when I get stoned or something.
But you're not kidding.
I do turn golden brown, though.
Leave you out in the sun too long.
Yeah.
The facts on this, 7.2%, not too shabby, 65 IBUs. BA gives it a 92. The Bros give it a 99.
Mm.
This is a near perfect beer to the Bros.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is good. I mean,
Bros like it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I enjoy it a lot. Do you guys like this one better or last week's Tangerine Express?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink another one.
Yeah, you have a little sip over there. Dan, do you have a preference?
Wow.
This is a hard question. This is quite the query.
It is. And it's, you know, kind of hard to remember from...
mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to remember from last week, you know, so long ago. But... dang, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to side with this one a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is good.
I vote for this week's.
Ooh.
All right. I need another sip.
Before he makes it unanimous.
I need another six pack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to poo-poo on some
not
tangerine
at all.
IPA.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no.
It is delicious.
No, I just wanted to see if it deserved the better score or not.
Correct.
Not that I am for or against it. Yeah, you know, while I think the other one did a great job in being subtle with its citrus and not punching in the face, and of course being a great base flavor, I also might even say that the tangerine goes down a little easier, and I don't mean that from a flavor standpoint, just I feel like if I was going to chug one of these, which I would never do, that's illegal, it would be the tangerine. But I think if there's one that I'm going to let the flavor slowly slide down my tongue, I think it's going to be the Founders.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is pretty tasty, and you guys are all turned on now.
What's the IBU level on this?
This is 65.
That's why I voted for it. I was like,
65.
I was thinking, why do I like this one? It couldn't have just been the Bros ratings. I was like, oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you that the Tangerine Express was 75.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Huh.
But I think the citrus kind of cut it out.
I think the citrus, like you said, not like it didn't hurt it. I mean, it just gave it a different taste, and this is just preferable to, you know, what I like.
So. I think you get more of the hoppy bitterness because there's no fruit to kind of cover it up, if you will.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Very, very good. 99 is quite interesting. That's basically saying it's an almost perfect beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great beer. I definitely agree with 92. I don't know how I could give any beer 99, quite honestly.
Right. That's almost like the forbidden. That's like saying a girl is like a perfect 10.
Right.
It's like a unicorn.
Yeah, exactly. I should say that this beer was provided to us by Scott.
Thank
You're the hero that we waited for, Scott. We I love this song.
Me too. Just when it gets out of your head. It's bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So Founders Centennial IPA. All right, let's move on to a little crotch talk.
Have a grievance to share? It's time for a crotch talk.
I don't. Does anybody have grievances?
Oh, I have a grievance this
Ooh.
Time. I've got a grievance.
Dan's angry.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I did take a trip to Vegas, you know, last week, and I did, you know, thoroughly enjoyed myself, but there was a couple things I had issue with. One thing is I do use MyVegas, which is, if you guys don't know about
yeah,
it,
yeah.
It is, and I'm not plugging this, I don't work for them, but it is an app where they kind of, you know, you play all these stupid games, all these monotonous games.
And, they're horrible.
Yeah, you kill your mind and brain cells and lose track of what you're doing at
like
work.
Listening to us talk.
Yeah. But eventually you get these loyalty points and they give you comps for, you know, hotel rooms or buffets.
Right. I've gotten free beer off of MyVegas.
Exactly.
You play slot games, and the more like chips you collect, the more you have towards points towards these free things.
Yeah, and how well it worked. I do have a Facebook of sorts. You know what I'm thinking? You know, and
do you have a fake Facebook? Just so you can play MyVegas.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And it's like a picture of Rico Suave is like the profile pic. It's not even me, but play MyVegas and get these points. Back in the days, they used to give you like. I had a room. I had like buffets covered. You know, I was good to go. I had shows. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Hookers.
And then the next year, it was like, oh, you can only use 3 rewards in a month. And I'm like, oh, well, that's crap, but I guess it's still free stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, me and my buddy were trying to figure out, okay, we'll do the room here and we'll get the buffet there and blah, blah, blah. So it's okay. We can work with that. This year, it was, okay, it's still 3 things a month, but these things are blacked out. It's like,
what?
Yeah, so they're just taking things away from what I, you know, I was able to do.
Do I need to stop playing? I haven't used a reward in at least a year.
Oh, good
luck. Do I need to stop playing?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so, because, like, but here's the thing. We got stuck because of the blackout and the time we decided to go. We didn't think about it. We thought, what the fuck, you know? We should
be able
to
stay. It was like spring break or something.
Yeah. So they said, oh, you can only stay at the Excalibur.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've stayed there.
It is terrible.
Talk about boozing on a budget.
Oh, my God. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, that was the worst hotel I've ever stayed at, period.
Have you stayed at Circus Circus?
I have not.
Okay, you should, because you'll be one-upped.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little worse than Excalibur.
Does Circus Circus have poo in the elevator?
They could.
No, Excalibur did.
No shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did they charge extra for that?
I don't know. I didn't check the room.
Check the bill.
Yeah, the resort fees on there.
Shit in the
poo
elevator.
Included.
$5.
Yeah, but there was poo. The TV didn't work.
No.
Yeah, my towel
with
had
shit in it.
Yeah, somebody. Probably, right? Someone shit on me. You're the hero that we waited for, Scott. And, so my TV didn't work because there was shit in it.
Okay.
And I was trying to use my towel, and there's somebody's long hair.
Oh, my hair, better than shit.
Yeah, my hair is short. My hair on my face, I guess, is kind of long, but not this long and not the color. I was like, okay, this is not my hair. This is disgusting.
No, it wasn't a pube.
No, it wasn't, thank God, but it was somebody's hair, and I don't know if it was a hot chick. We can safely assume.
Hope so.
Pretend it was.
It would be nice. Yeah,
like
that's
maybe some...
That's the only way.
Some guy with long hair, you know, some fat, tubby, smelly.
That's the only way
hair.
I got through to using it. I was like, oh, maybe it was a hot chick. So just kind of dabbed myself. But it was just, it was awful.
Flossed your teeth and everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, Excalibur really let me down. Well, they didn't let me down. They just kind of proved why we never go there.
Yeah. Reaffirmed your standards.
Yes. The buffets I chose to use, I went to Bellagio, and you can't go wrong with Bellagio. That's a great buffet.
Never, yeah.
Yeah, delicious. I went to the Mirage. Because they said they had free beer and wine, like all you can drink.
At the buffet?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like, sign me
That's
up.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You have to arrest me to get me out of there.
Well, you should have seen the horror on my face when I went there, and it was only the beers that are on draft, and the beers that are on draft are Bud Light and an Angry Orchard or some shit.
Oh!
That was it.
They found a way to make it worse than Bud Light.
I was drinking lemonade that day.
Oh, man.
I was drinking lemonade.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I have ruined you, haven't I? This show has ruined you.
Well, I couldn't drink Bud Light anyways. That's
I used to go to Vegas and pound Bud Light.
Really?
Last time I went there, I went to a show, and all they had at the show was either like Bud Light or Miller or something. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll get a Bud Light. And I got like the largest one that I could, you know, physically hold. Oh, I was so sorry. By the end, it started to warm up a little bit, and you could actually taste Bud Light. And
That was sad. So the Mirage was terrible, and the food was awful. So like I said, these are the things I got with my Vegas comps, and I got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So
any good Vegas things happen?
Yeah, well, you know, the Bellagio buffet was pretty cool.
Oh, that was
awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. One of my buddies though, and here's another thing too. It's like, I don't know if like, yeah, have you ever like, you know, mixed like friends, like, you know, you have friends at work and like friends that, you know, you hang out with, like. That's what this dude did. Like, I'm from work, you know, and he brought me, but he also brought, like, I guess a friend of his that was, like, I guess they run track or something, which is something I didn't know you do after high school. Yeah. But
I thought that ends when you stop getting grades for it.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever. But he brought him, and this dude was, like, the most, and you know me, I'm a very affable, you know, human being. I'm, you know.
You're a lovable guy.
Yeah, there you go. I get along with everybody. This guy annoyed me to no end.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Yeah, he was just Snapchatting the whole time.
Oh,
and just further,
so
you know,
he's gay.
He further cemented my, you know, idea of not having any social media. You know,
yeah.
I was like, he's like, you got a Snapchat? I'm like, no, I don't got any of that shit. Yeah. So don't try to look me up.
And I especially don't now.
Yeah, especially now. So yeah, and there was, and he would do these weird things when he was walking, like he'd like move his arms like a robot or something. God. I asked him, I go, what the fuck is that about? And he was like, oh, he said something like, you know, it's for training. I go, well, it looks really fucking weird. And he was like, oh, yeah, a little bit. But he kept doing it. And then we're walking by, and there was like, you know, they have the characters from Las Vegas.
Sure.
Know, like everybody's dressed up as a Minion or something.
Street, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a Mickey Mouse. And and he's going to go, hey, Mickey, like that. And he's going to go shake his hand. And he saw him walking weird. Mickey saw him walking weird. And he was like making fun of him or something. And then he went to go shake his hand. He's like, fuck you.
Wait, the person dressed as Mickey?
He did.
Yelled, fuck you?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
I was like, I like this Mickey. And needless to say, after I said that, we never talked again. So it was like, we like ruined that relationship.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Oh, no. How dare you?
Yeah, I know. Wow. Sorry. But it was funny. I was cracking up too hard. I mean, I was not expecting Mickey Mouse to say that.
Mickey Mouse goes to Vegas, man. He
I know.
To hang out.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. And then, fuck you, pal.
It's what he said. And then we got the bright idea afterwards. We had walked away from it. Was, oh, we probably could have got a really cool picture with Mickey Mouse, like holding our junk. And then like flipping off the camera.
Yeah.
And then, like, he probably would have been down to do that and have
dude,
like
in Vegas for $2 you'd have been down to do just about anything.
Exactly. And then like, you know, you could have like you know, maybe Minion, like a Leaning Tower scenario or something like that. I mean, who knows? It would have been pretty awesome.
Pull a Houdini on Minnie Mouse.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's called the Golden Gate. I can't remember. I'm sure Minnie and Mickey would know. Those guys would.
They should.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was all my grievances, I think, from Vegas.
Wow.
I did have some fun, but yeah, there was a lot of crap.
So after all that happened, did your work buddy, was he mad at his other buddy also, like annoyed by him, or was
not
it just
really
you?
I mean, I think that's the thing, is like he hangs out with him.
I mean, so he's got to know that he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. I mean, he did tell me, like, you know, he's always a, you know, people might think he's a little much, and I was thinking, like, you know, some of my friends can be a little much,
like,
but
over the top, loud.
Right,
yeah, that's what you're especially
still,
in Vegas. That's what you're expecting,
right? But they're still engaging. Like, this guy was just like in his phone the whole time, and it was just like, oh, this guy's just really bugging me, man.
Yeah, unless you're on like whatever one of those dating apps are, and you're trying to get laid, get off that thing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or taking beer pictures.
That's right.
That's allowed.
Go. Yeah, why not?
That's allowed.
Of course.
Did you get any hookers?
No.
Oh.
No. But I usually do talk to them. They're pretty good conversation.
You talk to hookers?
Why not?
Do they charge you?
No, they don't.
Oh.
But I did talk to one time, and this was a couple trips back, but I had seen her, and I was talking to her. I was like, hey, because she saw me, obviously. They see you before you see them. Mm-hmm. Hey. I'm like, hey. And I was talking to her, and my friend went to go look at a map or something, you know, like the map, like, here, you are here. You know,
oh,
that.
Yeah.
He's like, what's wrong with your friend? I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's looking for where we're at. He looks
searching for hookers.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to talk to the
have
hookers. I don't
any?
Know why. Maybe he thinks it's like a sting or something. We're all going to get arrested. I don't know. So I was like, I don't know. She's like, oh, he looks a little antisocial. I go, no, he's fine. And she was like, oh, where are you guys going? So we're going to go get some drinks. And she's like, oh, let me go with you guys. I'm like, okay. We're going down to CVS right now because, you know, they're too expensive in Vegas. You know, we're going to go get
obviously.
Some, yeah, we get pocket beers. We get some tall cans, put them in our pockets, and we're ready to go, man. So she was like, no, I thought you guys were going to go to the bar. I'm like, no. It's too expensive at the bar. She's, oh, I was going to be hollering Grey Goose and Belvedere. I'm like, are you paying? She's like, no. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you later then.
Back to CVS we go.
Yeah.
Dude, I do that every time because I always, you know, I've been fucked over so many times.
City.
There it is. I've been fucked over so many times by driving to Vegas. I only fly now.
Mm.
And so like I go to my hotel and the first thing I do is Google Maps the closest CVS.
Yeah.
And I just get like either a 3-pack of tall boys or some walking around beers.
Yes. And I got to say this year, Founders look very familiar to me when we're having it actually. Cause this year, my pocket beer, and it happened to be like the only real craft beer I was able to find there was a Founders, I believe, a session IPA.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it was good. I was like, you know, and I'm not much of a session fan, but this was delicious. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Beats when, you know, a Bud Light or whatever, a tall can of whatever else.
You're ice cubing that, I must say. Today was a good day. Have I told you guys my hooker story from Vegas?
No.
Oh, my God. This was a few years ago, and I was at a bachelor party for my buddy. It was like a bachelor / bachelorette. He was one of those whipped guys that like has to do it.
No. Oh, uh-huh.
It was fine because like the boys split off and did our boy thing, the girls. And then like we did a couple activities together and split up again. So it was actually fine. But the first night there, we went and saw Peep Show. Not with Holly Madison, the Ice-T's wife, Coco.
Oh, Coco.
Yeah, we saw it with her.
Oh, yeah.
Fat ass. I got big a black ass. Eye and I was in the back row. It was fun. It was whatever, you know, it was fun. So afterwards we go out, we do some gambling. We're at Hooters Casino until about 3 a.m. I was up like $500 on the craps table. Super excited.
Right.
For that. We finally left cause we had to pee so bad. We'd stood there for so long cause we were on a streak that we all kind of realized at the same time that we were about to piss our pants. Cause you know, they keep bringing you beers when you're playing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, we've had like 12 beers and we haven't hit the bathroom yet. So we finally closed out and left. And after we peed 3 times, we went to the MGM Grand. It's like right across the street from Hooters. And I'm with the groom-to-be. One of the guys that went to Peep Show with us bitched out early. He's like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to bed.
No.
Like,
oh, okay. Let's see some cocoa ass.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he saw the cocoa ass.
Oh, okay.
Was very unamused. His face the entire time was very just straight face. Like,
really?
What am I watching? It's like,
how
look.
Can you at least be like in amazement?
Yeah.
I mean, if you like her or not, it's like, that's quite an ass.
It's an ass. And there were other many fine specimens on stage as well. So,
there you go.
So anyways... Did the gambling, went to MGM, had a couple more beers at MGM, and we're leaving, and we were taking our picture. They had this stupid like social media booth where you like take your picture and you post it to Facebook, whatever. It's like 4 a.m. And as we're leaving the little social media thing, this girl and two girls, I think it was two girls. Yeah, two girls and a guy walk up. Like, hey, what are you guys up to? Like, oh, you know, nothing. We're, you know, kind of heading back. We're making our way back. We were staying at Planet Hollywood at the time. We're kind of like making our way back up the strip. And I went to the bathroom, and the other guys were, like, talking me up, apparently, while I was in the bathroom. They're like, oh, you should party with Greg. He's, you know, single, and blah, blah, blah. And so I came back, and they're like, all right, man, here you go. Like, and they handed me the key to the hotel room.
Oh.
And peaced out. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, and I told them, I was like, guys, no. They're like, what? I was like, she is a hooker. Like, no, she's not, dude. She just wants to party with you. I was like, nobody just wants to party with you.
Especially right.
Not at 4:30 in the morning. Like, yeah. I wish that were true.
Right.
I'd be getting laid all the time. So I tried it, and they're like, nope, don't be a pussy, you know, that kind of thing. So they left me, and she's like, hey, you want to grab a drink? I was like, yeah, let's grab a drink. And of course, this reminds me of your hooker story. Like, she orders, you know, Grey Goose and Red Bull. And I was like,
bitch.
Oh,
you
bitch.
Oh,
it's like $18 for her fucking drink.
Oh.
And I'm over here like, I'll get a Bud Light, please. You know,
my
like, whatever.
God.
She's like, hey, you want to go gamble? I was like, I'm out of money now.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, no, I'm good. I did a fair bit of gambling. I'm good for the night. You know, if you want to party, we can party. You know, if you want to go like get drunk, whatever, that's cool. She's like, yeah. She starts. Here's the weird thing. She starts telling me about like her kid and stuff. Like, she's got a kid and blah, blah, blah. And she's living with her friends, which is the other girl and guy that like walked up with her.
Mm.
And it's like, first of all, who wants to pick up on a potential customer by telling about their kid.
Right.
So I'm thinking like, maybe she's not a prostitute.
Well, I think she was trying to create the illusion that she's down to earth.
Maybe. I mean, but she was pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me about your kid.
Right.
Please.
I think she probably thought like, oh, this guy's not into the whole hooker thing, but maybe if I'm a human being.
Right. I don't know.
We can hang out.
I don't know. So anyways, we had a drink and she's like, hey, I'm going to hit the bathroom. And she's in there for a while, probably dropping a deuce or bumps a coke. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. She comes out. She's like, so what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know, just grab some drinks or go somewhere. And she's like, you want to go back to my friend's house? She pointed at the couple that she was with. I was like,
no.
Seems a little sketchy. She's like, well, you know, you want to like do some things? I was like, huh? She's like, you know, you willing to pay? I was like, sure, I'm not.
Oh, well. It was the end of the night right there.
Yeah. And she's like, you don't want to come back and party? I said, I'm not going to pay to party. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right. I was like, see you later. I got out of there because the guy was big. And while he didn't seem threatening when I talked to him earlier, I was like, at any point he'd come over and be like, you must pay to fuck her.
Yeah, that was daddy.
Yeah.
That was daddy.
I was like, I'm getting out of here. So, of course, MGM, if you haven't been there, is confusing as fuck if you're not near the door.
Especially if you're drunk.
I was a little intoxicated. Mm-hmm. I went the wrong way.
Oh.
And so then I had to walk back, and I'm like doing the thing where my hands on the side of my face, like, please don't see me, please don't see me, please don't see me. And just like walking, probably like your buddy's friend, like a robot, like speed walking, you know? Oh, God. So I get back to the room, and those guys were just kind of like settling in. I was like, you guys, I fucking told you she was a hooker. Mm. They're like, no way, no way she was a hooker. I was like, absolutely. Like, why does somebody want to party at 4:30 in the morning? I said, I want to get drunk at 4:30 in the morning, but like, I'm not going up to random people. Hey, man, want to party? And I go, oh, yeah, sorry about that. I guess so. And so like, well, we just met a guy in the bathroom who asked us if we want a Coke.
They're like, all over the place.
Yeah, it's all over the place. You know what's funny is I never got offered drugs in Vegas until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It got really bad.
It did get bad.
All of a sudden, one trip, I think I got 5 offers. Like, people, it was funny, too, because, like, one guy walks by, he's like, I got the weed. And, like, he walks by, and he walks by again, he's like, sticky icky. Walks away again. The purplest. Like, he's just like dropping little commercials for himself. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
That's funny.
Anyways, that's my hooker story.
I got one more hooker story. Ooh, just right. Talking about naive people. My buddy's like the most naive person like ever, because we were hanging out, you know, and we're talking to chicks or whatever, and this like hooker was talking to people, and she was kind of ugly, so I guess she was kind of having a bad night or whatever.
Sure.
She just tore up in the face. She
bad
had a pretty,
few years, probably.
Yeah. She had a pretty good body, but her face was all fucked up, and she like, as soon as she was going to leave, but she turns around to me and my buddy, and she's like, she goes, hey, you want me to suck you and your friend's dick?
Whoa.
And my buddy's like,
not the same time.
And she's like, he's like, excuse me? She's like, you want me to suck your dick and your friend's dick? And she's like, he's
a little
like,
forward.
He's like, no, thank you. And she walks away, right? And I was like, oh, God, I can't believe it just happened. That's ridiculous. Right. That was like such a Hail Mary, like, you know, like my night's ending. Let me ask these two losers right here. And then, like, you know, at the end
of the night, I guess I'll settle for these guys.
Yeah. And we're talking to everybody else about it. You know, hey, this, you know, lady was talking. And then my buddy's like, do you think she was a hooker?
I was like, no, just a random chick that wanted to suck your dick.
I was like, dude, you're hilarious, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Scott, any hookers?
Oh, my God. Do you guys have time for this one?
No,
hooker stories.
Too many hookers.
Too
many hookers. Too many hookers.
Oh, fucking Vegas. Purple. Sticky icky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crack. Got the cocaine.
I've only had the cocaine offer once.
Got the coke.
Do you get cocaine offered a lot?
I got twice this year.
This year alone?
And my buddy got twice, too.
Yeah. I get a lot of weed offers.
I got a weed one, too. I'm good.
Yeah,
Thank you. A lot of weed.
Do you get drug offers in Vegas?
Nope.
Man. They're like, oh, there's the old guy.
Yeah.
Just stay away from him.
No.
Yeah.
Geritol. A couple guys. I'll be Geritol. There's a Geritol over in the corner.
We got the purple pill.
Yeah. He's my aunt over there.
Yeah. Wow.
I think we went a little long on hookers there.
We may have.
But have you noticed, the last time I was there, I didn't mention this because of my fantastic trip, but the homeless people, you know, with the signs? Uh-huh. We were talking about it one time. They should just say fucking, you know, something stupid and people.
Oh, like, yeah.
I saw that. I started cracking up. One of the signs, the guy goes, go fuck yourself. And people were laughing and giving him money because of his original sign.
Right.
Another guy had a sign that says, I'm here because my wife's a bitch.
Nice.
And then one other that said,
like, hey, Scott, come on, let's go.
I mean, that's what my wife said. She goes, is that, he stole your sign. And then there was another one that said, self-made gynecologist. exams for a dollar or something like that.
I saw one that said, I'm here because my wife left me, took all my money, and left with my girlfriend. I was like, all right.
Was he that soccer player?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Huh? Poor guy. Could have been, man. Could have been.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was Vegas.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hooker-tastic.
That's right.
Hooker-tastic should be the name of the show. All right.
Usually when I go to Vegas, I spend more time driving than I do actually in Vegas.
Turns on his Uber app. Yeah. All right. We haven't done this in a while. Let's do a hack of the week.
Quizco queries. We have absolute answers. We're here to solve your common conundrums with Hack of the Week.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. Hack of the Week. Oh, God, my beer is going to...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We're going to attack that head.
Pro.
Yeah, went down that head in no time.
That's right.
This week's Hack of the Week, and I apologize, these have been few and far between, but I think this is a good one.
Hack of the month at this point.
Yeah. Hack of... So far, Hack of the Year. this one is called Beer Cubes. Beer cubes. You guys want to chill your beer without diluting it? Yes. Pour beer rather than water into an ice cube tray. Let it freeze. And once they're completely frozen, pop those bad boys into any glass or container and pour your beer in there, and you're good to go.
Nice.
That's pretty smart.
Never even thought of that.
That is very smart.
A lot of these, let's be honest, are like, duh, you know, cover your beer can in a wet paper towel, then put it in the freezer. All right, yeah, we get that. I never even thought of this.
I know.
This is next level genius.
It is true.
I now want to make beer cubes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why don't... Man. I'm like, Chris, I didn't think about that earlier. How is it taking this long to think about that?
Oh, you're choking Scott over.
Yeah, I know. Man. Sorry.
I think this is my last night here on Earth.
He's learned about the Holy Grail beer cubes.
I know.
He's done.
He's right.
Yeah. So beer cubes. If anybody has had or does beer cubes, please let us know. Send us some pictures. Yeah. Let us know how it worked out for you. I think we need to do it on an upcoming show.
Yeah.
I
beer
agree.
Science.
We should see like how long it takes to chill it. I have like one of those thermometers we can stick in there.
You know what? Yeah, that's true too. And even just, I mean, you know, beer out of the fridge is good. Mm-hmm. But like I think, you know, adding the cubes into it, man, it's going to taste great.
You know, I think this would very much come in handy if you're in, say, Vegas. I don't know how you'd make ice cubes. You don't have a freezer in your room usually. Mm-hmm. But somewhere where you have to drink crappy beer, because like Bud Light or whatever, when it gets warm, tastes worse than it does when it's cold. You know, it's just awful. So if you could keep your shit beer cold at all times, you'd pound it a whole lot easier.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Beer cubes, everybody. Beer cubes.
Man.
Yeah, get on it. Old-timey word of the week? Doll cop. Doll cop.
Wolf cop?
Not quite. Talk about of the year. That's movie of the year.
Yeah, it's true.
Apparently, cop... Here's a little history lesson for you guys.
Oh, good.
Cop is an old word for the head. So a doll cop literally means a dull head.
Dull head.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like an idiot. You're a stupid person. That's what it means. So if you're
such a dull head over here.
Yeah, you're a dull cop. You're an idiot.
Oh, dull cop.
Dull cop. So apparently cop derived from an idiot.
Or head.
Or head. But I mean like calling, you know, police officers cops.
Oh.
Derived from calling them dull heads.
Wow.
Yeah. A little history lesson for you.
Dull cop.
Yes. I mean, it's no bed swerver.
Wolf cop.
Wolf cop.
Sorry, it's going to be hard to remove that from my memory.
Only a dog cop would hate bubs.
Oh. You're right.
Got him.
And if you're a dog cop, you might get caught bed swerving.
It's true.
Yeah. Don't be a dog cop.
Don't be a dog cop.
Don't be a dog cop. You know who's not a dog cop? Whew.
Nice.
All right.
Sweet transition.
Could be a bed swerver.
Don't stand up too quickly. It's Chick of the Day.
Her name is Ashley Ritchie, and you can find her on the Instagrams at Ash_Ritchie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, Ritchie with an I-E, at Ash_Ritchie on the old Instagram. What's she drinking this one? This is a bitter chocolate oatmeal stout from Stone. It's a good one. She likes good beer, too.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Do follow her. Ashley Ritchie, at Ash_Ritchie. You will not be apologized to anybody at that point. Easy on the eyes, if I say so myself.
Definitely.
Very.
Very much so.
I was pouring a beer over here.
That is very important.
The head, man.
It's
getting out of control over here.
Good head. You got a little on your beard, too. Your mustache, I mean. So,
some of that frothy stuff in my beard over here.
Yes, you do. All right, let's talk a little beard news, if we will.
Extra, extra, fellas. It's news for you.
Well, good news for us and our love of craft beer, because craft beer is growing like crazy.
Yes.
That is good news.
Yeah, I have a little beer chart here. You guys can even see it. It's literally a chart made with beer bottles.
Wow.
Scott probably can't see that far. 2016 operating craft breweries over time. Well, we'll start with 2009. There's 1,596. We'll skip a few years to 2013, 2,898. 2015, 4,504. And in 2016, 5,234 operating craft breweries.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, they only accounted for 12% market share in the industry. It's
it's growing, though.
It's growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, unfortunately, people that don't listen to the show still drink shit beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I don't know. That's a judgment call for them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. The interesting thing is small and independent breweries accounted for 99% of the operating breweries in the U.S. in 2016.
Mm.
So, you know, macro breweries only accounted for 1% of the brewery operation.
But they're killing it.
But they're killing it because, you know, they've got shit tons of money.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunate. So.
A little bit.
Good news for us. Remember way back, geez, man, this must have been like her second segment. It's the Beer Girl was talking about Dogfish Head 120 minutes.
Correct.
And ever since then, it's been my life's mission to find it.
I've been thinking I see it everywhere. Like I'll go and I'm like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh no, it's the 90.
Yeah, it's a 60 or the 90.
Yeah, I'm like, shit.
Yeah. One time, someone,
like a mirage, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Someone who shan't be mentioned tweeted the show and was drinking, I think it was the 90 minute.
You mean that really funny guy, right?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Oh.
And I thought, ooh, he's got, oh, it's only 90 minute.
Yeah.
Good news. You all need to keep your heads on a swivel and eyes on the shelves, because as of April 10th, Dogfish Head has re-released 120-minute IPA.
Oh, my God.
Where?
Yes.
Just everywhere?
Just wherever they distribute.
They're releasing it everywhere.
Bars and bottle shops alike.
Oh, man.
So we need to look out for this bad boy.
Fuck. Ooh.
I hear, according to the Beer Girl, that it's good for aging as well. So buy one for now, buy one for later, and buy
another
one
for later. No, I thought you meant for not getting old. Let's go buy some right now.
No. Yeah.
Fountain of youth.
Yeah. See you guys.
Come back. All these locks of hair.
Just any hair.
Yeah. Hair would be nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Good news if you guys like Avery Brewing and you live in Indianapolis, they're expanding to Indiana.
Ah.
Avery Brewing is from Colorado. They have some tasty, tasty offerings. I don't know that we've had Avery on the show. I should try and make that happen. I met one of their reps a couple months back. He's a really cool guy. I was talking about the show and Avery beer. But Avery is a fairly big brewery out of Colorado. They make good stuff, for lack of a better term there.
Mm.
I need to drink more.
You've been to Colorado. Have you had Avery?
I have had Avery. Oh, okay. I did not go to the brewery, but I have had Avery. There's a place out here in our SoCal region called Wade's Wines, and they have a lot of very specialty beers.
That's a spot, man.
It is the spot.
I like that
place. I was there on Friday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I had a buddy in from out of town, and he's not huge on beer like us as far as like into the he thinks like Guinness is like a really good beer for, you know, that's, he likes that dark Guinness.
Correct.
Yeah.
Stout, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, well, we're going to blow your mind. And so we went. I was like, just put together a flight. He's like, what's good? You know, he's pointing at stuff, especially in the stout area. And like, so I was like, get a Woot Stout, get a Mega Black House, get, I forget what else, like a little of this. And I think he rounded out with like a Black Butte from up north there in Oregon. Why can't I think of the brewery? Anyways, I can think of the beer.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. But mind blown. He's like, wow, these are really good. And you got a little buzz, too. They're strong beers.
You haven't been to Wade's Wine, Scott?
Not yet.
No, okay.
Well,
I think you probably dig it, man. You should get I'll go. Shoot the shit with some old dudes.
Yeah. Oh, really? The old dudes there?
Yeah, they're
old dudes and they love beer.
Oh, yep. Well,
I feel like they're awesome.
I'm doing him a disservice.
Yeah.
I need to take him there.
Yeah, I'll probably never leave.
I will say the bartender at the Alara was hilarious when I went to Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was awesome. He just knew, like, we had all these disputes, you know, when you're getting drunk with people and you start arguing and, no, I'm right. It's like, no. Ask the bartender, because before Google, it was the bartender.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Know what I mean? And I told him that. He's like, hey, I like you. And he was just hilarious. He had all our answers, man. It was just, he was great.
Did you win?
Huh?
Did you win?
I did.
Good.
Which is funny, because it was my buddy's dad, and he's usually teaching everybody a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I taught him a lesson that
day. Nice.
He's just, you could see his face, like, mind blown, like his just like brain exploded.
Was it a beer-related lesson?
It was related to tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. You are resident tequila
and
expert?
Did the bartender end up being a hooker?
No.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Dan, afterwards, Dan's like, hey, you want to go to CVS after this? What time you get off?
That's always my pickup line. 100% of the time, it works. 20% of the time.
Go get some beer, some condoms, anything else you might need.
Mm-hmm. Penicillin.
There you go.
Some creams.
One-stop shop, man.
Especially in Vegas.
That's right.
Oh, man. Good stuff. And finally, you guys, are you fans of Fat Tire? The beer, Fat Tire?
Like I said.
Yeah, I like it.
Holds a special place in my heart.
It's a lot of people's gateway craft beer.
It was.
A lot of people kind of started there. New Belgian is releasing a Fat Tire Belgian White Ale in August. It's going to be kind of a Belgian-y, hefty type of...
Mm.
Off of the Fat Tire line, though.
Right.
Not as a, I mean, it'll be obviously New Belgium, but it's a Fat Tire Belgian White Ale.
That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting indeed. So look forward to that in August. Interesting month to release a beer, because I'm thinking, that doesn't... I mean, maybe that's going to be like an Oktoberfest type
Correct.
Because otherwise you release in like May or June, I would think.
Well, yeah. But I mean, maybe August, you know, it gets into September and October.
Yeah, so it must be like an Oktoberfest. Maybe. Type of
possibly
beer.
A back to school beer. I don't know.
Oh yeah, kids are going back.
Yep,
you just can't wait. So you better drink. Yeah,
since the first day of school, you go buy that beer and get hammered.
That's right.
Yeah, need it before they get back to school.
Good stuff.
Kids won't shut up. Well, that's all I got. Good news, everybody.
I think that's it too.
Yep,
I'm done.
Any more?
I feel like everyone knows exactly what I did in Vegas. Went through everything.
Yeah, every last detail.
Yep.
Yep. You hate your friends' friends, and
that's right.
You take hookers to CVS.
Why not?
Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, if they'll go to CVS with you, like, they're DTF.
That's true.
Yeah, they're down.
That's right. That's how I was like, hey, it's a test.
Yeah.
You didn't pass.
No, she failed.
That's right.
She was not quite desperate enough for Dan's CVS trip.
Looky here, I got a CVS card, bitch.
You're ahead of the game. Yeah. I don't even have that.
See there? That's why you didn't get one.
Oh, it's true. Yeah.
Could you imagine going to CVS with the hooker and then scanning your card and printing out all the coupons? Because you know they have that coupon thing that prints out like 90 trees worth of coupons?
Man.
That would be fantastic.
It's like, hey, when we're done, I want a receipt too.
With coupons.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. You scan. Like, I'm looking for coupons for you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She's like, full price or bust after the CVS trip, buddy. Anyways, where were we? Oh, yes. The Unfiltered Gentleman. That's us. You can find us at theunfilteredgentleman.com. If for some reason you have a friend that's not too smart and can't figure out how to listen to us, theunfilteredgentleman.com/listen.
That's right.
That cool. Easy.
Man. Listen from your desktop.
Yeah. Or you can do it on your phone. But
that's true.
Yeah. If you can't figure it out, you're probably on a desktop.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. With a floppy drive. Yeah.
Oh, man. This might be the end of Scott over here.
Oh, man. So many people are going to be without rides tonight.
Oh, man.
Sad. And you can find us on any
podcast song now.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Scott. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for The Unfiltered Gentleman. If you can't, email us at theunfilteredgentleman@gmail.com, and we'll make it happen for you. Just like Dan's making it happen for hookers, one CVS trip at a time.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I got it going on.
Yes. Social media with us, The Unfiltered Gentleman. On Twitter, though, it's Unfiltered Gents. They didn't like our long name, so... Anyways, everybody out there, stay hydrated. And on that note, good night, everybody.